The reading is from Leviticus chapter 23, verse 22. When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Leave them for the poor and for the foreigner residing among you. I am the Lord your God. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. You'll have probably realised by now that the only thing that gets me out of bed for a 9 o'clock service is if I'm speaking. I don't think you'll have seen me here otherwise. Now, one thing that I do like to do is listen to the wisdom of those more mature than myself. And Amanda very kindly told me about a little folder that you can put your bits of paper in so you don't get them all muddled up. And of course, I completely forgot about that. So please bear with my bits of paper. And Marcus, he advised me that I should start this talk with my harvest joke. So you can blame him for it. I'd like to ask you what you call a farmer who only grows medicinal crops. Now, how about that then? No, you call him, go on, Kath, nearly pharmaceutical. Yay! So that's just as well to get that out of the way at the beginning, isn't it? Now, for something a little more serious. When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Leave them for the poor and for the foreigner residing among you. I am the Lord your God. I love this verse. So when Amanda suggested having it for our reading today, I was really pleased. What a good verse for Harvest Festival. Why do I love it? Because it speaks so much of the heart of God. Firstly, the God of provision, the provider of the harvest, the one who meets our needs, but it also speaks of God's generosity and his heart of compassion to those who are poor or who are foreigners in the lands, refugees, asylum seekers. How appropriate that our food collection today is going to the food bank. And I guess that gifting to the food bank is a way of leaving the edges of our fields, the grain to be gleaned. This reading has made me think about margins. And I remembered, and then had a little look, that I think DEFRA, what does DEFRA stand for? Department of Food and Rural Affairs, yeah? I think they possibly pay or help farmers who leave buffer strips at the sides of their fields these days. Like the margins in Leviticus. Now, that hymn that we sung, we plough the fields and scatter, and it talks about God creating, making all the creatures. Well, the benefit to the creatures through leaving these margins at the sides of fields is phenomenal. They provide food and shelter for all sorts of wildlife, birds, small mammals, insects. They also help control the crop pests, because obviously the insects that now have somewhere to live can eat the pests that would attack the crops, so we need less pesticides and chemicals and things like that on the crops. Pollinators, you know, bees and wasps, they have somewhere to find food. Even they can reduce the amount of water and the soil that would run otherwise into waterways. It helps helps with that. And they also offer a buffer between like adjacent habitats. So if the farmer is using chemicals on his crops, those chemicals don't spread to the adjacent habitat. And also they provide these margins provide wonderful overwintering accommodation for lots of insects. And that is just by leaving the margins at the edge of the fields. What benefit to our ecosystem, and what a way that we can care for the creatures that God has made and help them bring in balance into our ecosystem. So although this is similar to the margins left in Jewish law, it's not quite the same. In Jewish law, the farmers did sow their crops right up to the edge of the fields. But when they harvested, they left a border so that their people could come and glean from this border. Whereas in today's agriculture, we're encouraged to leave a fallow or grassed border to provide for the natural world. But both these commend the leaving of margins. And God is so wise. I was looking at my little order of service, and it's got margins around the edge. So much easier and clearer to read. Even my notes have got margins. Margins come everywhere in society, in our lives. We'll come, and I'm sure next week we're going to be noticing, oh, look, margins, oh, margins. Now, much of the Bible is written with reference to the land. Jesus told parables about the land and those who farmed it, the sowing of the seed, the reaping of the tares and the wheat, all sorts of parables. Now, I don't think any of us here are farmers. Tell me if I'm wrong. So we haven't got literal fields, have we, to leave our margins on? But leaving margins can extend beyond the fields of wheat. We live in a society that is fast and pressurized. Parents who juggle working with childcare and school runs and after school activities, and so it goes. Many of us here may be retired, but how easy to just pick up a couple of days a week again and volunteer here and there. Oh yes, and we'll have the grandchildren, and our lives are filled again. Now, I'm someone who is very easily feels overwhelmed by life. But then I'm sure in measure we perhaps do. I'm not very good at leaving margins at the edge of my life, at the edge of my fields. I commit to the very edge, and then when an unexpected need crops up, when the foreigner comes along, I've nowhere to go. I've no resources to give. I don't think I'm alone when I feel like Bilbo Baggins in the Fellowship of the Ring. When he says, I feel thin, sort of stretched, scraped over, like butter scraped over too much bread. I need to learn to leave a margin at the edge of my bread. How about you? So easy to use all of everything we have, our time, our finances fully committed, our emotions stretched by demands, our energies. No margins left. We're harvesting to the very edge of our fields. And I don't think this is how God wants us to live. He wants us to leave margins at the edge of our lives just in case. Going back to the passage in Leviticus, the poor or the foreigners didn't always come, but the fields were ready for them just in case they did. So if we leave margins at the edge of our lives and then an unexpected need arises, we are prepared to meet it. A family needs a meal taken to them. Someone is asking questions about Jesus and needs our time. A friend needs visiting in hospital. If we've harvested to the very edge of our fields, then these things become a stress and a pressure. But if we've left a margin, they become a joy and a privilege. And if there are no extra demands, if that just in case doesn't happen, well, that's okay. We've got some extra time to unwind, to spend time with the Lord. So on this day of Harvest Festival, when we're celebrating the goodness and faithfulness of our God, how are the borders of our fields? Are we leaving margins so that we can, like our God, be generous when the need arises? And good things happen when margins are left at the boundaries of fields or of our lives. In a very difficult time in Israel, a farmer who honoured the law of God and left those boundaries of his field. And a young lady called Ruth came and gathered the corn. And Boaz, the landowner, was generous towards Ruth and ended up marrying her. But that's another story. And a few generations later, Jesus was born of their lineage. Who knows what the fruit of our generosity, our sharing, might be? We share because it is what God asks of us, but we might never know the consequence of our sharing. But may Jesus be born time and time again in the lives of those that we share with. I just pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day when we celebrate your goodness, your bounty, but help us to remember about the margins that you recommend leaving, so that we too might be generous, that we might express your heart to the foreigner and the poor as they cross our paths. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.